What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hoka Nanico, far side, over to a Adiki, running, striving, score!
John Gertler and the Bandits. We have Dave Buchanan coming up shortly. We don't have him yet, or we do? We do not.
Dave?
He tweeted about it.
5:30.
Where is he? I put him on the board and everything. I should take a picture and send it to Dave.
He knows.
I felt so good having the writing that up there the other day when we set it up, just because his name was on the board for years because he hosted the racing show in season. In fact, that would have, I think, started this Sunday back in the days when we carried Fast Track.
Fast
was
Track.
The name of that show.
Kickstands Up was so not the racing show.
Dave had his name on the board for a long time, but it was back up there in all its glory today.
There he is. Dave, how you been?
Mike, BD, good to talk to you guys again. How are you?
Pretty good.
You are the only person I know, I really think, that calls me BD, and I love it.
You got to love it.
I wouldn't have remembered it until you just said it, and I love how it sounds, Dave. Nice to talk to you, buddy.
Good to catch up with you guys.
Let's start with lacrosse. The Bandits are in Mississauga tonight to play Toronto, because that's how that goes. Two-time defending champions and undefeated. Is it as good as it sounds for them right now? Is it maybe, is that pretty much tell the story?
It does, Mike. They're the same team that hoisted the cup last May. You know, they didn't lose too many pieces, and they've come out in full force. Granted, they've only played six games this year, while most of the league is, you know, played eight or ten. And this is where things get interesting. The Bandits tonight start on a string of 10 weeks of games, and they're going to play 12 games in those 10 weeks. So the test starts this weekend with back-to-back matchups, so we'll see. But so far, so good. And during the first third of the season, they have lived up to the hype on offense, defense, and goaltending.
I was looking at the standings, and through just six games here, 6-0 record, like we've already said, their goal differential is, like, I think plus 39 is what I saw, which is a pretty hearty average. I mean, I suppose you can tell us that could skew just from a couple of blowouts, but still, like, in that sport, like, that feels like a pretty significant winning margin.
Yeah, especially in their first three games of the season. They really beat up on their opponents during the first three games. The second three games they've played have been a little bit closer, but still, you know, they've piled up 18, 19, 16 goals this season. The offense is clicking. I mean, Dane Smith is averaging 10, 11 points a game. Josh Byrne is averaging almost 10 points a game. They're just right now on a phenomenal pace, and I hope they can keep it up here over this next stretch.
How common is it for year over year for a team like in that league to keep the band relatively together, like you led off with here, that they're pretty much the same team as they were last year that won the championship?
Well, this year, the Bandits are trying to become the first team to three-peat in the National Lacrosse League in a decade, a little more than a decade. The Rochester Nighthawks, the original Rochester franchise that Mike worked with back in the day, they went three in a row. I believe it was 2012 to 2014. I might be off on a year or two on that. So one other team has had that opportunity. Saskatchewan had an opportunity to do the same thing. So, I mean, it's not totally uncommon. But even going back further for the Bandits, they won the last three championships. On top of that, they've been to the finals, the last, four or five seasons, overall. They had the loss against Calgary in 2019, then there was the pandemic break, and then the loss to Colorado, and then the two straight finals. So they've been to the championship four seasons in a row, and then a couple seasons before that too. So they've built such a strong franchise here over the last seven, eight seasons.
Going for an unprecedented third straight title, so do they also get all the calls, the Bandits, Dave? do people complain about
Are they the, Chiefs
the refs favor the Bandits?
The NLL?
Well,
if you've watched the last couple of games, I don't think you'd agree with that. And I think if you ask John Tavares that, he definitely would not agree with that. There's been some rough nights from the refs this season.
It was only in the playoffs, though, and they're at home, so that's really where you need it, and that's where you get it. What is, generally speaking, and maybe Smith and Byrne have reasons to be exceptions to this, what is the age cliff in this sport? So you've got two guys here who play, Dave, right? They kind of play year-round. I've seen them in the outdoor league. I don't know if Smith still does or where that stands. But here's Smith at 32 and Josh Byrne at 30, and fans who follow the Bandits are used to these names for years. I mean, they have been dominant forces on this team for years now. How much longer?
Well, if they're like their head coach, John Tavares, they can play well into their 40s, and even their goaltender, Matt Vince, who's he's 3 months older than I am at 42. He was born in June of 82. I'm September of 82. I mean, so it's not unheard of for these guys to play into their 40s now. If they want to do that, that's up to them. They have played a lot of lacrosse in the past 2-3 years, Mike. You mentioned it with their outdoor stuff. This past summer, Dane skipped the outdoor league, but he went right to playing indoors up in Ontario for the Six Nations Chiefs, won the Man Cup as the world champion. So the Bandits finish in May. He goes to play for Six Nations from June to early September. And then late September, he reported to Team Canada for the World Indoor Championships, along with Josh Byrne and Steve Priolo. So Dane and Josh especially, they've played a lot of cross the last couple of years. So does maybe that shorten the back end of their career? I don't know. But really, they could go as long as they want, as we've seen with some other players in the league.
What are we in for this weekend? Like how you mentioned the back-to-backs, and they've had a lighter schedule relative to the league to this point, Dave. How challenging is the back-to-back, first of all? And then what about these opponents, Toronto tonight in Mississauga and then San Diego at KeyBank Center tomorrow?
Well, obviously the lucky thing for this Bandits back-to-back is there's not a whole lot of travel involved, right? Mike mentioned they're in Mississauga tonight. I can't remember. I don't think the team's staying over in Mississauga tonight. I think they're all driving back tonight so they can be at the arena first thing tomorrow morning for practice. So, no plane flights. Yeah, a little bit of a drive, but it's not like when we drove home after game one of the finals against Albany for 4 hours and they got in at 3 a.m. and then had to be and we're back on the floor 6 hours later during the finals. So you got that. But you're going against two really good teams despite what their records are. I mean, Toronto and San Diego, they've underperformed this year, but they've got a whole lot of talent. Plus, Toronto, the first time Buffalo played them, they didn't have Tom Schreiber. They didn't have their faceoff specialist, T.D. Erland. They didn't have Latrell Harris. So this will be a much improved Toronto roster. But, of course, Buffalo's had the rock number, especially since play resumed after the pandemic. They've been undefeated in, their last 10, 12 meetings against Toronto. So it'll be a good – this is the best rivalry in all of the NLL. There's going
to
–
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Probably be some scraps. We saw the big fight with Zach Belter and Elijah Gash here in Buffalo, and I'm sure there'll be round two with either them or guys like Nick Weiss and Billy Hosetrouser. It'll be a very spirited affair coming up at 7 o'clock tonight in Mississauga. And then you take on a San Diego team tomorrow who's in town. I talked to their coach earlier this week. He asked me where they could go to watch the game tonight. So they're here in town looking for a place to watch the game. They've got a load of talent. They just beat Toronto last week with a great last-minute come-from-behind win on goals from two of their best players, Rob Hellier and Wes Berg. You know, they've got Ryan Benesch, who's 40 years old, by the way, used to play for the Bandits. They've got a really good offense, good, strong young defense, and a good young goaltender, Chris Origlieri. So these will be two tough tests for the Bandits. But really, I think the only thing that can beat the Bandits right now is themselves. And they've found themselves in penalty trouble at times this year. So I think they need to improve with their special teams, not only shorthanded, but they need to score a few more power play goals, in my opinion, as well, too. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing, especially tonight against Toronto, because of the rivalry of that matchup. Buffalo can get hot-headed and maybe take a few extra penalties because of it. So they need to just to stay out of the box this weekend, and I think it's not a stretch for them to come away from this weekend 2-0.
Forgive me if I should know this. How well does the Bandits fan base travel? Like, will there be would tickets be available? Like, will there be a significant crowd of Bandits fans making this trip to Mississauga tonight?
Oh yeah, definitely. You'll see plenty of orange if you watch the broadcast on CW23, ESPN Plus, or even if you listen to John Gertler tonight, hearing it on the radio. There'll definitely be plenty of Bandit fans in the crowd. They do travel very well. I mean, the game against Rochester earlier this year, I think the building was 50-50. There are some real diehards that literally will go everywhere. They'll go to Calgary. They'll go to Saskatchewan. They'll go to Colorado. There'll be quite a few Bandit fans in Mississauga tonight.
You said Schreiber is in for Toronto, so his PLL team, Utah, is one of the teams competing, and they call it the Sixes, which is an indoor tournament outside of the PLL season. He's one of the best in the league for many years. And Connor Fields, I think, is also on Utah. I get mixed up. My son knows, but
you're right. And so is Bandit's defenseman Cam Wires. He's also on that Archers team.
Okay,
That's won the last two PLL titles.
Fields from Tymon, and so, but Schreiber is not there. A lot of those guys, like that play both, are not at the Sixes because it's sort of separate from the regular season.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Okay.
All right, Dave, how about Sunday afternoon? I mean, it's a little alarming to learn today that they moved the race up only an hour because of weather. What happened to the good old 12:30 start times? I remember, like, when I started making fried bologna sandwiches every year for the Daytona 500, it was lunchtime, and it's turned into dinner over the years because the race starts later and later in the afternoon. Are you optimistic they'll get this race in on Sunday?
To be honest, Bulldog, I haven't looked at the weather forecast, so I couldn't tell you what the chances are on getting all 180 laps in on Sunday. So I'm hopeful that they will. And luckily, with the drying equipment that they have now and the fact that they have these tires that they can run not in the rain but a damper racing surface, you know, that improves their chances. Plus, of course, Daytona has lights, so they can go late into the evening if they have to. So I think they'll get it in Sunday, unless there's like 100% chance of rain all day that I haven't seen in the forecast. For now, I'm pretty positive they'll get it in on Sunday.
Okay. As far as storylines go, I've buzzed a few different websites and I'm looking for stuff, and it seems like a lot of it is turn back the clock type stuff for me. I've got Helio Castroneves showing up, right? Jimmy Johnson and Martin Truex Jr. I thought Jimmy Johnson retired like 10 years ago. What's going on?
Yeah, Jimmy did retire from full-time competition. He now is the main owner of the team that used to be Richard Petty Enterprises. It's now called Legacy Motor Club, and actually Richard Petty just sold his share of the club, so Jimmy Johnson's the main team owner for this Legacy Motor Club, so he'll drive a car for that team in the race on Sunday. One of the handful of starts he still does now and then. Same with Martin Truex. You know, this is just a one-off deal for Tricon Garage in the 56, just because he likes running at Daytona. And Helio Castroneves, that's a new deal. He's driving for Team Trackhouse Racing, and he crashed out of the qualifying race last night, but because of this new provisional NASCAR has added, he'll still get to race on Sunday. The funny thing is, Helio is also running Saturday afternoon in the ARCA Series race that you can watch on FS1, and he is going to start in the same row as Andy Jankowiak from Tonawanda in that ARCA race on Saturday. So you've got a four-time Indy 500 winner, and you've got a guy that delivers pizza for Bob and John's on Hurdle Avenue starting in the same row in the ARCA race tomorrow at Daytona.
Wow. We should have led with that. Do you have a pick to win?
I can never look past the defending champ, Joey Logano, the defending champ of the Cup Series, that is. Joey does so well, but I thought Bubba Wallace drove a heck of a qualifying race last night, so he'll be one to watch, and William Byron won this race last year. I think I saw Bubba was like plus 2,600, by the way, so if you're in on that.
All right.
And William Byron's plus 1,700, so I mean, those are three guys I would be looking at for Sunday. Those are probably three of my favorites for the race. And Denny Hamlin as well. Denny's won this race three times. Still looking for a first series championship, but has won the Daytona 500 before.
Dave, I assume you're on the broadcast tonight?
No, John Gertler is solo tonight in Toronto, but we will be at the KeyBank Center tomorrow night. John and Steve Berman will be up in the press box, and I'll be between the benches tomorrow night against San Diego.
Okay, sorry about that. Look forward to 7:30 tomorrow night here on WGR. Thanks, Dave.
Great to talk to you guys, as always. Have a good one.
You too. Likewise. Always been a guy, like, you feel like you could ask him anything, and he would know it. He's going to know it.
Yep.
Except the forecast. You can't blame that. I mean, that's weather. How's he supposed to know that?
I guess not.
He's just going to know it.
No. Yep.
The Sixes are fun, so it's, again, like, there's the box season, and that's Buffalo. They take the top four teams from the PLL, and I'm sure they get rewarded, the players, the teams. They throw them in an indoor tournament outside of Washington. My son and I went 2 years ago to the whole thing, every game of the tournament. And now new this year is a women's league. So ESPN, ESPN Plus. ESPN Plus also has the Bandits game and TSN as well. So lots of places to find lacrosse. Then tomorrow will probably be a full college schedule, which we also like. Syracuse is good again. You're into that, I know.
Good for them.
Canisius, Spana.
Basketball program's in real trouble, so it's a good thing lacrosse is picking it up.
Yeah. All right, love the sport. Thanks again, Dave. 803-0550. We continue. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.